JCN's Alfredo Ortiz blasts Rashida Tlaib's $20 minimum wage. Even Bernie Sanders cut staff hours over $15 minimum wage. By Jerome Hudson on July 23, 2019. Job Creators Network President Alfredo Ortiz shredded Representative Rashida Tlaib's DME proposal of a $20 minimum wage by pointing out that it's economically unsustainable and said even Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, is cutting hours for his presidential campaign staffers, some of whom called $15 pay poverty wages. By the way, when we started it, it should have been $15. Now I think it should be $20, Tlaib said Sunday. It should be $20 an hour, $18 to $20 at this point. Ortiz fired back, telling the Free Beacon that America can't afford a $15 minimum wage, never mind $20. Ortiz then pointed out that a $15 wage isn't economically feasible for the presidential campaign of socialist Senator Bernie Sanders. It's a shame, Rep. Tlaib didn't hear that Bernie Sanders is cutting his staff's hours to meet their demands for a $15 minimum wage, Ortiz said. If she won't listen to job creators about the unintended consequences of a higher minimum wage, maybe she'll listen to a socialist politician. Indeed, Senator Sanders, a longtime proponent of a $15 minimum wage, was hit with a letter addressed to his campaign manager Faiz Shakir, which says staffers cannot be expected to build the largest grassroots organizing program in American history while making poverty wages. Given our campaign's commitment to fighting for a living wage of at least $15 an hour, we believe it is only fair that the campaign would carry through this commitment to its own field team, the letter reads. In response to the staffers' demands, Sanders' campaign will limit the hours they can work for his campaign. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.